Part 9. Enjoy a satisfying life, now and forever. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question. How can you live a satisfying life? Abraham, a prominent man of faith in Bible history, left a comfortable life in the prosperous city of Ur. After staying some time in Haran, he spent the rest of his life as a nomad, living in tents, not having a permanent residence. Yet, it is recorded, Abraham expired and died in a good old age, old and satisfied. Genesis 25:8. What made his life so satisfying? He was not just an old man who felt satisfied on his deathbed because of his accomplishments during his lifetime. Abraham was later called Jehovah's friend because of his outstanding faith in God. It was the meaningful relationship that Abraham cultivated with his Creator that made his life satisfying. Just as Abraham did some 4,000 years ago, you too can lead a meaningful, satisfying life today if you cultivate friendship with God. You may be overwhelmed by the thought of being a friend of the Creator of the universe, but it is possible. How so? You need to get to know Him and love Him. Such a relationship with your Creator can make your life rich and satisfying. Paragraphs 3 and 4. Question. Why is it reasonable to live in harmony with God's ways? For those who are willing to accept the ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Jehovah has provided guidelines for leading a happy life. Remember, Adam rebelled against God by deciding on his own what is good and what is bad. Although Jehovah, through His Son's ransom sacrifice, purchased the human family, giving them a way of release from slavery to sin and death, each individual has to accept the ransom and stop setting his own standard of good and bad. We must subject ourselves to the laws and principles that God provides for those who accept Jesus' ransom sacrifice. As you continue to study the Bible and apply the principles set out in it, you will no doubt come to appreciate the value of God's standard of good and bad. You will be moved to say to God, as did Jehovah's prophet Moses, "Now, if please, I have found favor in your eyes, make me know, please, your ways, that I may know you." Exodus 33:13. The Bible provides principles to guide you through the problems of these critical times hard to deal with, 2 Timothy 3:1. Your appreciation will grow, leading you to know Jehovah better and to strengthen your friendship with Him. Paragraph 5. Question. What is needed for life to be truly satisfying? Abraham died old and satisfied, but as long as one has to die, life is still too short. A desire to live is innate in all of us, however old we become. This is because God has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes 3:11, New International Version. Even living for eternity, we will never be able to fathom all the creations of Jehovah. There is no end to what we might observe, study, and enjoy among Jehovah's wonderful works. Paragraph 6 and 7. Question. How will ideal conditions and everlasting life be attained? You may not be attracted to living forever if the earth were to be filled with such problems as we see today. However, that should be no cause for concern. The Bible promises, there are new heavens and a new earth that we are awaiting according to His promise, and in these righteousness is to dwell. 2 Peter 3:13. The term New Heavens refers to the new heavenly government, God's kingdom, which will rule over the entire earth. The new earth is a new human society made up of those who are obedient to the rule of that kingdom. To make this a reality, Jehovah will soon take action against those who are ruining the earth. Revelation 11:18. How soon? As parts of the sign of the conclusion of the system of things, Jesus Christ included wars involving nations, food shortages and earthquakes in one place after another, pestilences, and the increasing of lawlessness. Matthew 24:3-13, Luke 21:10-11, and 2 Timothy 3:1-5. He then prophesied, "When you see these things occurring, know that the kingdom of God is near." Luke 21:31. Indeed, the time when Jehovah will destroy the wicked is fast approaching. The footnote reads, "You can learn more about this prophecy in Chapter 11 of the book Knowledge That Leads to Everlasting Life, published by Jehovah's Witnesses." End of footnote. Paragraph 8, question. How will Jehovah show interest in those who have died? After the great day of God the Almighty, when Jehovah will cleanse the earth of wickedness, our globe will be turned into a paradise. Revelation 16:14-16. Then the righteous themselves will possess the earth, and they will reside forever upon it. Psalm 37:29. But what about those who have died? "Do not marvel at this," Jesus said, "because the hour is coming in which all those in the memorial tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who did good things to a resurrection of life, those who practiced vile things to a resurrection of judgment." John 5:28-29. Jehovah, who is interested in each individual, wants to bring back to life those who are sleeping in death. Scientists may seek to clone humans through genetic engineering, but the Creator does not have to resort to cloning. He is able to remember every detail of each redeemable human and to bring such ones back to life. Yes, you have the prospect of meeting your dead loved ones on a paradise earth. Paragraph 9, question. What will God's rule mean for people on earth? What will life in paradise be like? The earth will be filled with happy men and women praising the Creator in unison. No resident will say, "I am sick." Isaiah 33:24. No one will be exposed to unhealthful stress or develop emotional and mental disorders. All will have plenty to eat and will find delight in meaningful work in harmony with God's purpose. They will enjoy peace with animals, peace with fellow humans, and above all, peace with God. Romans 5:1. Paragraph 10, question. What must you do to be in that paradise and enjoy life in complete satisfaction? Jesus Christ said, "This means everlasting life. They're taking in knowledge of you, the only true God, and of the one whom you send forth, Jesus Christ." John 17:3. So continue to take in knowledge of Jehovah and Jesus Christ, learning what God requires of you. Then you will be able to please Jehovah God, and this will make your life a most satisfying one.